want to welcome you all to the April 25th, 2022 meeting for the selectmen. Would you join me with pledge allegiance to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Okay, approval of the public and non-public minutes of April 11th.
I will make a motion to accept the April 11th minutes.
Public?
Public.
Just public.
Public, for discussion.
I'll second that for discussion, if any.
All right. The question that I have, where is it? Here it is.
93?
On page 3 of 3, 94, it should be for weeks ending 3/31 and 4/7.
Okay.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay.
You only got it down for the 1 week.
I move to accept them as adjusted.
May I just make one more comment?
Sure. Yep.
I really want it in the minutes somewhere that I have, this is the last time I'm going to bring it up, then I'll take an ad out in the paper, that I've always given the selectmen's budget to the budget committee. Okay, can you please put that in there somewhere? I just want to make that perfectly clear. It doesn't seem to get in there, so.
Repeat that? Put what in there?
That I've always, when I was on the budget committee for the selectmen's rep, I always presented the selectmen's budget as they voted.
As they voted?
Yeah. That's the end of that. We're not going to discuss that, I know.
Anything else? Seeing nothing? All in favor of the changes?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. How about the non-public?
I move the non-public minutes of April 11th be accepted as presented.
I'll second.
Any discussion, changes? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
When do we move to seal?
I was just going to ask.
Pardon me?
Do we seal those tonight, or?
Yep.
I move to seal those minutes from April 11th?
The non-public.
The non-public.
Second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to throw that pen away, don't want crap. All right, we got some grants to accept. You want to do the fire department ones first, Floyd?
Sure. You want me to just go through all of them here?
I guess so, because...
We got $3,000 fire department from FM Global Foundation for two laptops. We got $33,000... $33,265.97 from the state of New Hampshire for a highway block grant. The firehouse got another grant from Samsung Galaxy smartphones for $23,667.92. And finally, then another highway block grant for $22,177.31. And the last one is a FEMA COVID reimbursement from the state of New Hampshire for $5,543.99 for a grand total of $87,655.19. I have a specific motion I have to read here that Andrea asked us to. I move to reimburse the fire department's operating budget with grant monies received from FM Global Foundation in the amount of $3,000.
I second that.
Any discussion or no? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. And the second one, I move to reimburse the fire department's operating budget with the grant monies received from Samsung Galaxy smartphones in the amount of $23,667.92.
Second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd. Sorry.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay.
And the last motion would be to accept the remainder of the grants. Just read.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay, you may have to help me out. I may butcher some of these names. Andrew.
Okay, all right.
All
right. I thought you were talking about Pat.
I'm here.
Anybody.
I'm here for you.
Okay, we got another list of grants that we have to accept.
These are donations.
Donations, I'm saying. I'm sorry. Hannaford's Fight Hunger Bags, $29 is for the food pantry. Barbara and Lawrence Kelly, $1,000 food pantry. Michael Ryan and Robin, that's
Steiner.
Steiner, yeah, Steiner. $50 food pantry. Same couple, another $50 food pantry. Anonymous donation of cash, $20 food pantry. American Legion, $200 food pantry. Raymond Lions Club, $300 welfare. Raymond Rotary Club, $400 food pantry. Dawn and Clancy, Dawn.
Clancy.
Yeah, Clancy and Elizabeth Kurtz.
Cruz.
$30 food pantry. Anonymous gift card to Market Basket, $100 food pantry. Betty Sabine.
Sabian.
$50 food pantry. Robert Ratton, $50, and that's for police department. Steve and Sandra Schubert, $1,000 food pantry. Cogswell and
Benevento
Trust, $2,500 food pantry. Wow. Well, Michael Ryan and Robin
Steiner
again, $50 food pantry. Pine Ridge Lights, $300 welfare. Wood Notch Farms in memory of E.
Schroeder.
That sounds familiar. $50 food pantry. Michael Ryan and Robin Steiner again, $50 food pantry. Granite State Credit Union, $250 food pantry. And Michael Ryan and Robin Steiner again for $50. So that's a grand total of $2,390.80.
I think
that's not right.
No,
let's move to accept that. That's right. $5,879. Sorry.
No, the grand total was $6,520.
Oh, that's right, because the lines are different. I'm sorry. Yeah. $6,529 is total. And the breakdown for the food pantry was $5,879, welfare was $600, and the police department was $50.
Move the donations be accepted and recognized as read.
Second that.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Okay, now we have in the new business, we have to make an official motion to accept Bob Stout as an employee to the cemeteries, groundkeeper.
I'll make that motion at a rate of $29 per hour. He'll be working under the direction of the cemetery trustee and the sexton, Martin McFarlane.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Any discussion or questions? See none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. Now this next one, I think I would like to table, because even though it looks like everybody is taking a look at this, I talked to Scott the other night, and he won't be back in town for probably another, good 3, 4, 5 weeks. He's hung up with projects down south, so I think it'd be better if he was here to explain the whole reasoning behind it.
Okay.
And so if you don't mind, we can table that.
Wasn't there a deadline on this thing? Do we have
this to... is a couple of months.
It's got room for him to get back here and to get on the docket. So, but as long as everybody's looked at least you'll be sort of familiar with what he's looking at.
Okay.
so we'll table that.
I mean, that would just hold up his project.
Well, I don't think it's not a real big push, it just, as long as he meets the deadline, yeah.
There's no real deadline.
Because I asked him, I said, wouldn't it be better if you, he says, yeah, he says.
Yeah, no, good.
All right, other business.
Can I take this opportunity to publicly thank the people who helped at Moore Park on Saturday?
Why not?
Ryan Belukis, Travis Palmer, Dennis Blanchard, Russ Dan, Holly Russo, and Ryan Young. They gave up their Saturday morning into the afternoon, and we're not quite done. We will try to finish it up this coming Saturday to get that out of the way. And then I just have something else, but this is about the park. Do you want to wait until everybody's said this?
Well, Russ had a question, I think, for you, too, about that.
About, I mentioned it to her.
Oh, you did? Okay.
This is the spread in that one area. Yeah. Whatever. First, you got to get that done over there. And
yeah, right.
That done.
Okay.
No. It's that area. When you face the cars at a park this way, just to the right, that's that big area underneath the trees. There's nothing under there except dirt right now and roots. So if we've got anything left over, we'll spread
it
in there.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. And any other place you can think of. Somebody said the school might need it for their playground. So that's something we could do. But I don't know what happened. She said it's the same we ordered last time.
Yeah, last time, like 10 years ago.
Well, 5 years.
That was, you know what that was? Up?
It was
five the initial
years
one.
Ago.
Was it five?
The initial one took more, didn't it?
Oh. Well, no, 5 years ago, we didn't get a pile like that. Remember, you helped.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't like that, so I don't know.
Maybe half next time.
But it's all right, we had encumbered it. It was
did
all
you get
paid
too
for.
Much?
Yeah, I think it's too much. Yeah.
Well, you're putting it down over another
we're way. We're putting it thick, that's for sure.
They got plenty of patents.
I was going to say, they can fall from the top of the building if they want. And they'll be all right.
Everybody accused us of spreading it thick.
Yeah, well, yeah. But really, we really appreciate it, and I know the kiddos appreciate it, and their parents, and like that.
Yep. Well, good. What else did you have, sir?
This is for the park. There's two things coming up, and it has to do with liquor. Well, that doesn't sound right. But there's a couple of uses for the park. The first one is the farmer's market, and from what I understood from Patty Davis, there was somebody who was going to be wanting to sell some type of, I thought it was a home brew or whatever. I might have that wrong. But and I could ask Patty to come in and speak to you guys
probably.
About it.
No,
something like that or home, I don't know if it was wine or whatever, but I think they wanted to give out little samples. And so I know there was something that had to be signed by the state liquor commission. That's been done. But then if you look at the, I also asked Andrea to talk to Primex about that just in case. And in the park ordinances, and I think I was aware of this because it's right on the application form. Under number two, it says consumption and or possession of alcoholic beverages is prohibited except when a liquor permit is issued by the selectman. So I asked her for a copy of the liquor permit, which we don't have. So I think it's something that we're going to have to generate with the attorney.
There must be some other towns that have. No?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, when in my other community, we had one for a convenience store. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's for the farmer's market.
What's the first date on that, Sue?
And it's not till June, so we have plenty of time, and they applied with plenty of time. And the other thing is an idea that the Candia Woman's Club has about some... I don't know if this is public or not yet, about the having like food trucks for a fundraiser, which my son is thrilled about because it's really popular.
You know,
they have all sorts of food trucks. But I think, again, they might be asking to serve some type of liquor. And again, I think we're going to have to rope off probably an area where the people who are consuming any type would be maybe the pavilion or something. And the police department's right here. I don't anticipate any troubles with that. But again, we'd have to issue a permit. And I think the state is going to probably the same form that I got from the And we'll check with Primex just to find out if they need a floater or something for their coverage.
Did you see the follow-up email on, I think her name's Nicole, and she says she wasn't really, she doesn't see it as a norm for the food trucks to be serving alcohol, so might not, I don't know if the, do you know if there's some of the trucks will be, or?
I think there's one that they're talking about.
Okay, all right.
Do we really want a food truck serving alcohol?
It's not my fundraiser, so.
What's that?
I think it's Stark.
I think that's for the farmer's market. I thought Stark was for the farmer's market.
For both.
Oh, you're doing both?
The same company for both, I think, both functions.
But I think that anything with the liquor is really governed by the state at this point, and they tell you what you can do and can't do.
You're all good if it's after five, aren't you?
This will be before five.
No, I mean, it wouldn't be, I don't anticipate any, either of the things being a free for all, ones in the morning, and, you know, I just, again, they're fundraisers for the two, community groups, so we'll look into that. I just want to let you know so that hopefully at the next meeting we can
get approved. Cool, that'd be neat to have a couple functions over there.
Yeah, I think it'd be a lot of fun.
I'll mention something. Is it the Women's Guild or who, they cleaned up 43.
Yes,
oh, is that who did that 43?
Community
Women's Club, not Guild.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's...
Guild is quilting. I do that too. But two totally different things. Well,
they did an awesome job.
The Women's Club.
I saw the bags and I stopped to ask one. Somebody, no, don't pick those up. We get credit by the state.
Right. We have to let the state know how many bags we did, and then they come and pick them up.
Okay. Nice. I saw they did a beautiful job.
They went all the way. We get credit for that. We get credit through that, through our generation of federal generation of women's clubs. We get credit through that.
Oh, yeah.
Need to know how many.
Very nice.
Oh, wow.
No, great.
Whatever the reason, it was an awesome job.
Yeah, it was. They did. I mean,
we did it Saturday.
Yes.
You're welcome.
They had a crew out there, I'll tell you.
It amazes me that people just throw so much stuff out on the road. It just
You've done that before,
mind.
Too. I know.
We do it four times a year.
So,
wow.
Yeah, we did it a long time ago, and then somehow we stopped doing it, and we brought it back last year.
And I went and picked up some bags. Oh, well.
And we're going to have a town clean up this year, Russ?
Well, we're talking about this Thursday. We've always done the month, but the Recycling and Energy Committee, that was on the agenda, and a lot of people were out this weekend cleaning up and doing things.
You know. Yeah. The kids are on vacation.
That's because it was Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Are the bags available somewhere?
Oh, bags have been all, they're here and at the recycling center.
Okay.
We've got plenty of
We should encourage people to do that.
Oh, yes.
Well, I know some people have asked on the community group.
We should discourage
people
from doing it.
Well, I know.
Yes.
On the community group, like where they get bags, and we kind of send them to the state, but I didn't know that they were here. So
no, we got them here.
In
the office and recycling center, they have them. And
cool.
if they don't sort them, and they want somebody to sort them, we can leave them down by the trailer at the recycling center, and we've got some people that will pull out the good stuff. And
I forgot. I do have a set. There were some keys that I had found.
Keys?
There was one key. It's just one key.
To my Maserati.
I'll go get it after. I've totally spaced it. It's in the back of my car. But when I was cleaning the highway on that road
43?
Yeah, thank you. I found one key, and it does have a name on it, but it's very, very faint. It's hard to see.
Okay.
So...
Huh.
Totally. Do you want to leave it at the town office?
I was going to take a picture of it, put it on the group, and then
Oh, the police. Yeah.
The police.
And then give it to the police, and they can come here.
Right.
Yeah. No, there's tires and.
Oh my gosh! There's so much crazy stuff on the side of the road.
You know what you said? We should get people to pick up. Get them not to throw it out the car.
That's what I said.
Brian, you said
to not only encourage it to pick it up, but to discourage those from littering in the first place.
The nips are insane.
Yeah, I know it.
So many
nips
on North Road.
Beer cans and bottles.
Yeah, Bud Light cans.
It's amazing how much you find on the side of the
Bud
road.
Bud Light, Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts cups.
Yeah. And nips.
And nips. Tons of nips everywhere.
Well, because of the snow, the Dunkin' Donuts cups were like just a mush.
Yeah, but the plastic ones
are. We were just picking up mush. Well, there weren't a lot of plastic ones, but probably because they fly.
Yeah.
Well, when they're plowing.
See, that covers it up.
No. It pushes them even further. You know, I mean, you've got the wing down and. I was wondering how it could get into the woods.
I didn't know.
We don't go down into the culverts.
So I went to work today.
Did you? Down there.
Shorts.
I would like to, you know, some towns that turn around and just a couple signs that says, please keep us. I mean, it's a positive thought is all you got. Somebody thinking not to do it. That's, we won't discuss now tonight.
Good. Any other board members have something under other business?
Yeah, last week under other business, Mr. and Mrs. Coughlin showed up and they had legitimate questions for which none of us on this board were prepared to answer. And I support and I encourage the people to come here under other business to raise any questions or express any concerns they have. But if they're going to ask questions that require a little bit of research on our part or some digging so we can provide him with an accurate answer, I would appreciate that courtesy. I mean, they raised a really good question. You know, what are the duties of the Board of Selectmen? And is there a job description posted? Well, no, but so I mean, and none of us were prepared to fully answer that question, what our requirements are under the statute or what our fundamental duties are here. And I mean, I looked it up for them, and if they were sincere, and I'm sure they're sincere in their answer, but
oh, both
maybe we should send them this so we can at least answer that part of the question. But I think in the future, if somebody wants to ask us a question that may require a little bit of research, just common courtesy would say, well, give us a little heads up and, you know, maybe get on the agenda and state what it is so we can do the research and give them an accurate answer. But I mean, if that's my only concern about other business.
Good. Anybody else?
Would they submit it to the office?
Sure.
Right, to be on the agenda.
Yeah, prior to the Thursday before the meeting.
Well, by the end of Thursday. I mean, Friday morning could be the latest, but Thursday is.
But, you know, we could have all learned by just doing that research and finding out what RSA 41A gives us some responsibility for, and then there's six different basic core functions of this board. And that, I mean, that was kind of enlightening.
That would have been
a
quick answer.
Yeah, right. And we would have all learned something by having done that research, too, and answering your question.
I'm not sure people always know what they want to know until they're here, and they listen sometimes to conversation. So I don't know. It's public input, I guess. I mean, I guess if they knew ahead of time, sure. I don't know as they need to get on the agenda. Maybe it's easier done that way, but I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, Boyd.
It's just a little more efficient if we can answer their question after researching and getting them a correct and accurate answer. So
but like, what do we do? Like, they suggested we put all the job descriptions on the web. Have we done that?
We have not done that yet. We can though. It'll be done tomorrow if you'd like. That's the will of the board.
I think that's kind of where the board was leaning to last meeting, right?
Yeah, I think everybody thought that was a good idea, but I don't know as we told them.
They asked the question. We just said we never had. Yeah. We never had anybody desire that, so it wasn't out there. But I have no problem with that.
It'll be done tomorrow morning. Catherine's on vacation, so. Yeah. Okay. She's up right away.
She is wonderful, I'll tell you. She can be. Catherine can be in Georgia, and she'll get that on that website. She is unbelievable. Oh, she's wonderful.
So, basically, we'll start processing doing that, and by next meeting.
No, it'll be done tomorrow morning. I'll group them all in a big file.
They just scan.
They're saved in Word. I'll just do a big.
If somebody
giant
knows how
email.
To do that, it's really not a big problem.
It really is. It'll take 15 minutes. Done.
Okay.
It wouldn't work.
I think to Boyd's point, though, I think for as long as I remember, the Board of Selectmen meetings have been very accommodating to the public when they have questions and want to speak. And that's basically because usually the crowds are very small and we don't mind that. you know, format. But in most cases, most meeting committees, I mean, not committees, but boards, you have to be on the agenda or you don't publicly speak, unless it's a public hearing. And there's a difference right. between a public hearing and a public meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think if someone's got questions like Boyd mentioned, it's not that hard to call the office and get on the agenda. Pretty simple. But yeah. unless things get out of control, I still have no problem with, you know, public input. If somebody sure. just shows up and has a question or something we discussed right now or something that was discussed maybe at the last meeting or something,
it's I don't have any problem with that. It's a public right to be heard.
You know.
Can you read what that RSA is again? Not the whole, just what the RSA number is?
So 41:8.
Okay.
So, after saying that, the next select board meeting is May 9th. And after saying that, is there any public input? I see a couple different faces here tonight. Do you have a question or something? Or
I'll go.
Just state your name.
I would like to respond.
Glenn Carey.
Oops, wait a minute. Oops. She wants
Can
to respond.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Brenda?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Name.
Okay, Boyd, to you, I want to just respond back that we had no idea that there is a process for us to submit questions to you. We'd be happy to oblige that, but there was no clear direction for us to follow. So perhaps that's something also that should be on for public knowledge if we want to address some questions. We submit them to you early, that's fine. We'd be happy to work with that, but we had no idea that there was a process.
Okay, that's our fault, Brenda, because we've never published. We've never
sure.
made public.
Well, maybe it's new times, so maybe, you know, like I'm thrilled to hear that the job descriptions and responsibilities and roles are going to be up there on the website tomorrow. That's awesome. But maybe give us the public some guidance on how to access you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Linda knows to look at the chat, correct? You're looking at the chat?
I am.
Oh, okay.
Would the board like
a... Oh. You okay, Brenda? Was that a good enough answer?
Yes. Yeah. No. Well, I think, did you guys hear me on the last part about just giving some direction
yep.
to the
yep.
public? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. That works.
All right.
Thank you.
Very well. Thank you.
Is it the board's pleasure to have an agenda request form put on the website?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just simply state if you have a question for the board.
This is where we get into. We've probably done things for long, and we assume everybody. It's just like Brenda tonight. We know who you are, but your last name should be stated so we have it in the record.
Okay.
No, you know, I mean, we got to tie these things yeah. together. If we want to tie them together,
you're saying there may be more than one Brenda in town?
Well, name and address.
You know?
Is there more than one Brenda that has a big mouth in town?
Yes, there are.
Well, I know one.
Yeah. I wouldn't answer that
I'm
one.
Not gonna touch it, but yes, there are.
But I mean, it's just like when you're in the audience here, we ask name,
yep.
address.
Yep.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, I'll fix that.
But yep. I really hope. My comment is that this process doesn't squelch public input, no matter where it comes from.
I agree.
I really, yeah. we work for that. You people.
Right.
It's your town. I would not like to see this whole request system, somebody think, oh, I'm not going to bother with that and not state with their thinking or ideas or whatever.
But see, with Zoom, the thing that you have, you don't know who really is speaking. I don't, you know, there's no picture, there's no mm-hmm. correlation. Here you do. So, I mean, these are things that we mm-hmm. walk through. How do we handle
We'll get there.
Yeah.
All good points. This is Kevin Coughlin. And the reason I didn't come today is because I came down with a wicked cold and didn't want to share. So.
We appreciate that.
can you hear me okay?
No, yes. I didn't hear that, Kevin.
You did?
Okay.
Oh, that's why you got trouble with your ear.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a cold.
He's got a cold. That's why he didn't come.
The other one's getting fixed in 2 weeks. So
oh, okay.
Yeah, boy.
All right, Kev. Thank you.
I was at the Crowley Road meeting the other night, and I wanted to compliment you and Boyd for defending the town so well there. I thought you did an excellent job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wanted to make note of that.
Yeah, that was a well-run meeting, actually.
It was. Excellent.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Try again?
Try again. Just state your name.
Glenn Carey, last name is C-A-R-E-Y, 546 High Street. I actually submitted, I'm really not sure if I've done the right steps yet, but I submitted an application for variance or something to that effect. Because I'm the guy that owns those greenhouses down there that are all falling apart.
Okay.
And we're working on it.
Okay.
But apparently, I'm not sure what happened. It's some communication with the town or something. Maybe I misstepped somewhere. But apparently, I'm not registered with the town.
As what?
He'd know.
Okay.
What do you mean by being registered with the town?
I don't know, honestly. It's like if I go to Kevin for a building permit for something to do with the greenhouses, he doesn't have anything. From what I understand, I really don't know why I'm here.
Oh, it's still the old owners? You know,
but apparently, I'm not in your system. So, like, if he has to do a building inspection, he has nothing to go against for records.
You pay taxes. You pay taxes, right?
Yeah, you get a tax bill, don't
tax
you?
Tax bill.
What's that?
You got a tax bill, right?
Oh yeah.
Someone say there's something.
Yeah, no.
I think probably the office has still got the old owners listed on it.
Right. All right.
So I don't know if.
Did you just buy the property?
I bought it in 2007.
The record says 15 years
ago. So I'm not the only one behind the eight ball.
Right. Wow.
I think the right place is between Andrea and the land use office to get the records corrected. So that.
Which I would love to do. I think to make sure that I like.
She's here every day, so just.
I don't know where the doctor is.
It doesn't sound right.
Something's not right.
No, that sounds like a glitch in the system.
I don't get it either.
Well, maybe a business, a registered business? Is that what he's saying?
That's what it is.
All right. Okay.
Well, we go by the tax map and lot number on everything.
Yeah.
And you must have that if you're getting a property.
I submitted the variance and went through all the abutters, including myself, and submitted the paperwork, but...
Then he couldn't find your name.
That was over 30 days ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Lisa, you can straight that up with Lisa. Yeah. We'll have to look into that.
But Kevin can help, too.
Sure.
Well, Kevin doesn't do too much of that.
Well,
546 High Street?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take care of that this week.
All right. Okay. So should I come to the next meeting?
You don't have to come.
Hopefully you won't have to.
Yeah,
you know.
Hopefully it'll be resolved like in the day.
Do the right thing so I can move on.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Thank you for doing
that.
But yeah, see, Andrea, she'll definitely get you straightened out. It is. If he's been there since 2007, paying tax bills. That don't sound right.
I think it's something to do with, it's going to be like a business.
The business.
Probably. Just the business name probably isn't registered. Did you have something for us tonight? Just witnessing what goes on?
Thank you.
Or the lack of?
They're here for scouts. So.
Oh, good.
Good.
Did they have any questions for us?
No.
Okay. So we're all set with that.
It's wiser talking wise. I talk a lot more.
Is your name Brenda? No, I'm just kidding.
Sometimes the smart man that just sits there and listens.
Yeah.
Right? Just to report to the board, the Safety Facility Committee did meet. We're meeting again tomorrow night, but we did meet two Tuesdays ago. And it was unanimous by the committee to move forward with the plans. And we wanted to, I had Andrea check to see what was left in that balance of that cap reserve fund, because we need to get a number from the architectural company on what that would cost to have plans drawn up, not only for the PD, but at the same time, the fire department. We're talking, Dean was here, thank God Dean was here at the meeting, and like he said, you know, if you have the plans drawn up, they don't go bad. The plans are the plans. You know, even if we don't do anything with the fire department right away, we've got the plans. And it probably would be cheaper to do it all in one shot. Plus, it would include that meeting room, the training room, which is huge when you're looking for grant money to have that. AOC?
EOC.
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 And training room.
Which DOC?
EOC.
Emergency Operations Center.
That's the big buzz right now, you know, so...
So this is going to be EOC with the police department attached.
Attached,
Anyway.
So after tomorrow night's meeting, hopefully we'll have either an idea from Anthony or he'll get back to us for the next meeting on a number, and we can move from there. So once we get that number, then I will be coming to the board. The committee will come to the board, and we'll have to have another public hearing to release the balance of those funds to cover that cost.
The balance of our whole capital reserve account?
No.
Well, hopefully it will not deplete it, but it's going to take a good chunk of it, so.
Remember, some of it's allocated for the purchase of it, too. Remember?
No, we already took that out. There's like 80,000 left.
Okay.
Yeah, 81,000.
Yeah.
So you can't ask for the cost of the plans in the budget next year?
Not and get them.
We're going to pay for it.
If we want to move forward...
My only I can wait till a public hearing.
Yes,
because my only concern would be that if we wipe this out, it wasn't just for the police department. This was like a savings account. Right. That's how we sold
it. Well, capital reserve. That's what we're doing.
Right. But if we had a culvert break, like remember on North Road, and Dennis thankfully fixed it without doing the $25,000 thing.
Yeah.
If we had, wouldn't we need to go to the capital reserve account? Do we want to spend every penny of it on
I don't want to. I just wanted to find out how much we had left.
Okay.
And how much this was going to cost to continue to move forward. And we'll have, hopefully, obviously before we bring it to the board for their approval and the public hearing, we'll have a number.
It was, committee also felt we have to go to the town people and tell them what. There's people ask, what is the whole project going to cost? And so there's a lot of steps involved. That's the whole project. Now we look at what's happening when we want to finalize. Wait, maybe we can only do this or what have you. But it's checking for all the questions that might be there. And that's it's our job. We're a safety committee, so we both know that somewhere along the line there's a police station, somewhere along the line the fire department. So.
And there's two stages there. The architect will draw up the plans that then the construction manager will actually get numbers to. So there's two different steps there.
I thought we already paid for some of that.
We paid for that, what we've got. Stuff. But you're not going to get what we need, Sue, for... The 28 grand that we've spent, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, the architect, we've spent another 30. It says 28 for...
No, total was 28. That was for... We spent 3,000 on the appraisal, and then we spent a total of 28 out of that money that we've... out of 38.
So what's this down at the bottom? The additional...
20,560. There's four items for SNP Architect.
Right.
It's not listed with the other.
No, that's the 28. That's not. That's just a breakdown. Oh, all we've spent is the 28,560.
Okay. And you asked for 50 anyway.
Well, we said it was no. We didn't. We asked for 35.
I thought it was 50.
We did 3,000 on the first one.
Okay.
And then we did 35 on the second one.
Yeah.
So, out of that balance that's left, there's like 10,000 that's already been okayed to spend.
Mm.
And so, hopefully, we'll be coming up with some numbers.
Okay, so these...
Well, actually, we'll probably talk about budget at some point, because I did listen to the tape for the budget committee, and they were talking about being concerned because the revenues were down and the expenses were up.
Revenues were basically, that's that one for the, we got the taxes for those 44.
Land use change taxes.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it adopted.
Oh, yeah.
Maplewood, too.
Yeah, that's a huge thing. Yeah.
Okay.
That's Seuss.
Oh, sorry.
Because what we could do is we could increase we could increase our fund.
Correct.
When it goes to taxes.
I thought
add money to back into it.
You're saying capital reserve. I thought this is separate from the capital reserve. We had a capital reserve account, and we had, when that money came in from exit three, I thought that
That is the capital. That is the capital reserve.
Oh, so it went into the cap. I thought we
That was the name. That was the name that went to it.
That's what funded it.
You remember we had the conversation, we wanted to do PD, and then it got pushed back to saying, let's just do a capital reserve, so it encompassed
more encompassing, right. But I thought we had some money prior to that in capital reserve, too.
No, we never had a capital reserve fund. We have a bunch of little...
Okay.
For roads and different stuff.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I just wondered.
But that's just a heads up, and you're right, so we can discuss that more once we get to that point for the public hearing, for sure.
Okay.
So there's no other public input. You want to do the payroll thing again, Forrest Lloyd?
Total for the 2 weeks.
For the 2 weeks.
The total for the 2 weeks, April 14th and April 21st, for both payables and payroll, for that period is $117,330.62. I move to be authorized as read.
We already did.
We've paid.
We already did. I know this is a new process.
We'll get it.
Eventually.
Sorry.
Just for the record, this is posted with the agenda. So if anybody has any questions of the breakdown, it's on there.
Okay.
Anything else? We did other business. Anything else come to mind?
No, I'm all set here.
What's that? Russ? Sue?
Yeah.
Patrick?
I'm good.
Good?
Thank you.
Move to adjourn at 7:44.
Is that a record? I think it was 7:30 something. Oh, I'll second.
All in favor?
Russ?
Sue?
Boyd?
Brian?
Pat?
That guy only got
nice
job.
Jesus.
Well, come on, take some home, favorite thing.
Recording stopped.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
See
in.
Her. See her and she'll hook you up.
Let me take down.